I'm John Batchelor with Simon Constable, who is in the south of France but is guilty of being an Englishman, so he has an opinion of the new prime minister. The new prime minister is pictured these days, these hours, as driving a bus. And in fact, one of his initiatives mentioned in his opening remarks to Parliament is that he wants to cap bus prices. What is amusing about this is I remember first meeting Andy Burnham in a description of what does he do now. He was not in Parliament at the time. He was Lord Mayor of Manchester. What I know about Manchester is that it's at one time a 19th century industrial hub, but right now has two excellent football clubs. Why do I know that? Because Simon told me so. That's what I knew about Manchester. However, the remark when he was first put forward as the prime minister was, well, he knows all about buses. It's not clear that he knows about missiles. And here he is driving a bus. Simon, your measure of Andy Burnham, is it going to be popular that he cares about being the mayor of Great Britain and not the prime minister? Will that be something people are relaxed with?
It's a very interesting thing. The public, the voters, that is, in the UK, are increasingly upset with the Labour Party as a whole. And Lord Ashcroft wrote something about this, and I'm going to read it through because it's interesting.
This is Lord Ashcroft's poll.
It's a poll thing, and he's taken the data, and then he adds basically a summary of it, and I'll go through it very, very quickly. It says one in four of those who started 2025 willing to give Starmer the benefit of the doubt. That's Keir Starmer, the former prime minister. The benefit of the doubt began in 2026, having concluded that they'd seen enough to know that they wanted the government out. The following month, more agreed that the government had no direction, 46% of them, so about half, than it had the right direction, 28%, and of the wrong direction, 15% combined. Seen in this way, and against the background of a 2025 dominated by unforced errors, the criticism was not that the government had failed to reach its destination. It was that the government didn't seem to know what the destination was, let alone how to get there. That's pretty damning in my view, and I think it might be accurate. So Andy Burnham wants to cap the prices of taking a bus ride to work and then one back home, but he's got no way to fund it other than taking it away from another part of the government. It's a very much a tax and spend policy that they've got, is to tax high rates of the people who are earning a lot of money, and then push that and use it to spend on other things which a lot of people would think
is that popular. Simon, tax the rich, because it works here in urban America. Does it work in urban Britain?
No, it doesn't, because the people who are truly rich have the ability to go to another country and live there and not have to pay UK taxes. They'll pay other countries' taxes, but at the moment, people are thinking, oh, well, it's fine, we'll just tax the rich, we'll tax the king, et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't really do it, because people with a lot of money have a lot of ability to move around and to go where they are best treated and where their money is best treated. So it's really not good at all.
Andy Burnham is the new Prime Minister of Great Britain. We've got much to learn about his initiatives. He's put the former Defence Minister in at Chancellor of the Exchequer and made remarks about national security. But as of the first day in office, he's driving a bus. Simon Constable, in the south of France. We will continue the tech center quiz going forward, because I know nothing about what is being protested by a political dynamo in the United States, the DSA. I'm John Batchelor.